Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
आज बहुत ही खास दिन है, 26th of July। पाकिस्तानी इस दिन को बड़ी खुशी से याद नहीं रखते हैं, क्योंकि उनको धक्के मार के वापस घर भेजा था हमें, when they invaded occupied Kargil and we took it back. Today is when the 60-day war was called off by the Prime Minister of India then, Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji. Now, Colonel Lalit Rai very extensively described that climb with his team up to Kargil when a machine gun caught his knee and a bunch of his men, and he was instructed to come back and retract, and he said no, because if I did, they'd retain a much stronger hold. Now, in case you missed that conversation, I'm going to replay that at about 9-ish. Stay with me. I discussed with him the culture of the Indian Army and the Pakistani Army. Take a listen to this.
Well, I would say that firstly, the people, the Indian people and the country, the nation, as well as the Indian Army, we are very peace-loving. And we never had these extra designs of, you know, troubling people or having those designs of capturing land and etc.
Yes.
Or the troubling neighbors. But if someone pushes you so much and they provoke you so much, then I think it's time for us to wake up and give them a absolute befitting reply. Because if you want to really target his mind, we have to give him such a resounding reply that he will never dare to even try all the same stunts again. So in short, what I would say is the Indian Army is always rehearsing, they are always training for such operations. And to the nation, I would just say, look, the Army is there, strong and tall, and absolutely courageous. We just require your support, the political will, and we can achieve anything over here.
I remember when I was reading about Captain Kalia's body being sent back the way it was, we still, when we captured some of their soldiers, we gave them respectful burials and all the rituals were carried out as we would expect our soldiers to be given.
Absolutely. I was speaking to the channel also on the same thing, because I wanted to bring out the difference between
a
barbaric Pakistani army, indiscipline to the core, and to the disciplined and a professional army like ours. When they ambushed Kalia's party and they captured some of them alive, they tortured them, mutilated them beyond recognition in the most vulgar and the worst type of mutilation that I've ever come across. I've seen the body myself. Whereas, we had taught our soldiers that the enemy is your enemy till such time he's fighting. The moment he's dead, we said, remember, he too is a soldier. And then give him the full respects of a soldier. And we gave them the full military honors when we buried them after Kargil. Now, I am restricting this to the soldiers. When it comes to the terrorists, then of course, this honor is not there, because they don't have a nation, they don't have a face, they don't have a... They just have a terrorist organization which has got a absolute ill will towards your country.
Colonel Rai, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time out and speaking to us. And all us Bangaloreans here, I thank you very much and salute you for all the years of service that you've given us. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Disha. And all I have to say is, I'm a Bangalore Vodga. I wish all the Bangaloreans a very, very happy morning. And I would only say and request, please be feel proud for the Indian Army.
Yes, sir.
And please be, you know, the Indian Army does not want any money, it doesn't want any cash or anything kind from you all. All it expects is a little bit of respect and the warmth and the love, because that is what strengthens us. Thank you and a very good morning to you all.
Jai Hind, sir.
Jai Hind. Morning number one, bear this shot, this shot. Morning
number one, bear. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.